All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Some technical difficulties, so I don't think we're going to be able to catch up with our guy who is probably somewhere faded as hell, Robert Flores, MLB Network. Catch him every morning, MLB Central. Catch him still on there, which, you know, I do, because this is kind of where I was going to kick it off, and we can kick it to the people, 713-5724-610, YouTube and Twitch. Gut feeling. Do you think that the Astros are going to pull this off? I think the Astros are going to win the West. They're 64-64 in a tough stretch right now. But after this series against the A's, Clint, that's what we talked about, that this is a big period for them to take advantage of the teams that they're playing. I know after that, this thing starts to get tougher for the Astros. The Yankees are in there as somebody they'll have to work against. These are better teams than what they've been dealing with. The Angels and A's obviously stink, but they got the Yankees, the White Sox coming up, the Diamondbacks, the Phillies. These are all teams that are in, the Rays after that are in playoff contention. So, you know, missing an opportunity there, losing the series to the Angels at home, who, by the way, hadn't won a road series since May.
Mm. It's August.
Yeah. I was 41 at some point in May. But they hadn't won one. I'll just say it's since Cinco de Mayo. It's just a damn shame right there. But do you get the gut feeling that they're going to pull this off still, though?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I think they still pull it off. And not necessarily because of what I'm seeing from them, because God knows that's not giving you any confidence. But I just think the rest of the division is just worse than we thought it was.
Yeah, the Mariners lost 22-0 the other day. It seems like the only team the Mariners can beat are the Astros. But then I'm certain they went out and got themselves swept throughout in that series. But no, man, they are again. It's really one where you got to watch, Clint. As annoying as they look. Like, everybody's going through it.
Yeah.
Damn near everybody in the America, especially in this division. Like, I can't imagine in you know, Dallas up the road, what they're thinking, what they're watching, the inconsistencies, and the Mariners has to be so much disappointment with the expectations they had that those other teams are going on. And obviously the wild card is still a thing as well, because I think the Rangers may be in right now. So, yeah, this is a team. You know, gut feeling wise, I feel like Hunter Brown's going to pitch better. I feel like at some point Yordan is going to have another streak, hot stretch. I think we got to see about Pena. That could change some things if he goes on the IL or something like that. That's because, you know, you need his bat in there. They still just have more than the others.
Yeah.
You know, right now. And their bullpen outside of yesterday, their bullpen is actually becoming a strength. It's just they're just being called upon too much, and they've got to slow that up. Like, Wisniewski goes tonight, Hunter Brown after that. They really need those guys to step in and step up.
I mean, what do you think? What do you think in the division? How many games do you think they're going to win the division? 80?
They got 81.500. I mean, that might get it done.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is insane that they may have to go under 500 to get it done. So yeah, it is they're a tough watch at times, but man, as we've talked about, wait till you watch these other ones. I bet you if you watch the Mariners every night, that'd be a tough watch.
I don't know what all is going to happen. Obviously, we've seen and felt the injuries hell all the way all across Houston, much less just with the Astros. But I don't know what's going to happen from an injury perspective. But assuming that Pena plays more games than he doesn't, I got to believe that Yordan's bat's going to come around. And when you look at the rest, right? I mean, Altuve and Paredes and Walker and even Cam coming around. I don't know what the hell Varsho is. I don't know if I want to claim him as a real Astro yet. But, I just feel like that crew is going to be able to make enough noise to be above 500 and win this division for what it's worth.
Varsho, man. Who was the kid last year, Tyler, that he couldn't stand? Who was the outfielder? They
Jacob
traded
Melton.
Him. Yeah, that's right.
It.
That's who this. It's center fielders. That's what it is. That guy.
You had one.
Varsho. That guy gets you.
You had every one. Time. You had one that had like the third highest OPS of center fielders. I mean, you had one that was making historic catches off the wall in huge moments and leaving his body outline in the warning track. You had one. Screwed it up. At least Dusty gave him ding dongs or whatever.
No, that what was it? What was it?
Banana pudding. At least Dusty knew to give him the treats and keep him happy. I mean, this clown here can't even. I mean, what? Golly.
Well, in their defense, where is Chaz, by the way?
It doesn't matter. Hell, you crushed him.
he's still in the Cubs organization.
Yeah, where is he? Hell, he should be. He should have his ass parked dead in center field right over here at Daikin.
Yeah, someone texted in, tough watch is an understatement. Right now they are. Yeah. Yeah, that was a day of shame. They came in and let the Angels do that to them. Mm-hmm. That was a rough one. That was a rough one. All right. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can be a part of this thing. Y'all catch last night, my man Derek Stingley. See him over there on that sideline. You see him break his chain.
He broke his chain. No, I didn't see it.
Listen, I got the good, the bad, and the ugly. I almost put that in there.
Good, bad, and
the
horny?
The good, bad, and the horny, excuse me. I got a real good, the bad, and the horny a little bit later on. I'm sorry.
What'd he do?
He's over there. Somebody threw a ball over there on the side. He tried to catch it. And over there tried to catch that sucker.
Chest it. Should have caught it with
his
hands.
He got the chain with the sting on it. That sting popped right off.
The what do you call it?
The pendant or whatever. Yeah. You can see the look in his eyes of anger.
I mean, that's what you get for catching the ball with your chest. Use your hands, DB. What the hell are you doing? I mean, if you're going to wear a damn gold and diamond or platinum and diamond medallion around your neck, catch the ball with your hands.
Yeah, you got to. He tried to run hand that sucker and hit him right in there. Bust it right
out. Got
him. I think that's my next move. I got the car.
Oh, you're going chain.
I told you, I want a big rope chain.
Oh, I mean, but you just said that like you're going with the medallion that says show.
I don't want the medallion. By the way, I did look into the personal license plate. That was a little too rich for my blood.
But, why? The cost?
I didn't want to explain.
Well, you made it out like you was worried about somebody following you home or something.
That was a small part.
It was really the money.
Then I saw, well, man,
Tyler.
I get these regular plates.
I never thought that was a money play. I mean, he really pulled that off.
It wasn't at first.
Did you hear this?
It's a life philosophy that he lives.
I just thought it was.
No, Tyler, you missed it. Was Tyler here when you did this? Were you here when he tried to tell us that the personalized license plate, he was worried about somebody seeing his car, vandalizing his car?
Yeah, I was here. Yeah.
I mean, he really sold that to me.
The showman.
I was convinced, that's a good point, man. You don't want to be messing with your car. And the whole time, what was really behind it was it cost a few dollars to get it done.
We should have known. It's really on us, Dirty. We should have known better.
I just saw them things and get up to an extra $495. I just didn't like. I mean, that was a little rich for me,
literally.
And then I got in there. I got a shout out to my man MJ over in Acura. My man just said, "Oh man, we take care of all that for you. You can put on plates right now." I said, "Well, hell,
you could have done it right now."
They put on the plates right there, but right. I would have had to order. They can range anywhere from $200 to $400, $500.
I mean, what would you have gone with?
They got the all black ones, which was kind of
white letters.
With the white letters. No, I was just gonna go show straight up.
Just straight up show. I mean, I would imagine somebody's got that. No, I'd be willing to bet you show is not. You'd put some numbers around it or something.
No.
Showman, that might be that. Might.
I'm not doing showman.
Huh?
I'm not doing showman.
Well, I'm just telling you, a Texas license plate with SHOW.
I don't think it's
guaranteed. Absolutely, 100%.
I figure something. Show RH. Maybe I do that. Maybe.
Show RH.
Yeah, something of it. But
the show.
The show.
Or the show.
Or just the show. Yeah, maybe.
The
maybe
show.
Just
maybe.
The show.
Maybe.
Yeah. The show. Yeah, might have. Yeah, that's enough. But then,
thinking about it or no?
Oh, no.
Okay.
We've already committed.
Did you price it out?
I saw it, yeah. Anywhere we could go from $250 to almost $500.
Well, what changes it? How many letters?
Yeah.
So you'd have been closer to $250 with just four letters.
Maybe. If I just got show, but now you're talking, now I've made a better decision. I probably have to add to it.
Mm.
Probably at least six. Nah, I made the right
decision. How could we spell it out? S-H-O-W, maybe, or S-H-O-H?
Hold on, Joe.
But that was just a small part of it.
Is that my boy Ron?
The vandalism aspect was a bigger part.
Yeah. Say, keep your family safe.
Yeah, we'll keep everybody. I don't want to walk out there. I've had my tire slashed in high school.
I should have known. What'd you do? I know it wasn't just because somebody.
I don't know. I didn't do anything.
Pissed somebody
off. I did not, man.
No question. You didn't just start doing that when you got to Houston.
I did not piss anybody off.
It was a damn
hatchback. I mean, it was some people playing some bad jokes.
Some hatchback.
You know what they did too? They slashed two of the tires.
So you couldn't put your spare on. Your spare wasn't going to work. You had to spend a little money. Gosh, yeah. Dang it.
Teresa, thought that through.
If it had just been one tire, he'd been rolling around on that donut, man,
for a month. That's exactly how Teresa came at me. What did you do? Why is it always, what did I do?
Well, I mean, anybody that knows you knows that you piss somebody off on the regular. Good chance they stuck a knife in a tire.
I did not.
Back then, it's probably some broad, too. You pissed her off.
Nah.